And what a lovely day it is on the old Swap and Shop. Just kidding, this is Falcon Cast, and yes, we still do it in the off season. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. And yeah, unfortunately we're not doing, you know, buy and selling your Kenmore dryer today, Jay, but we'll talk a little Falcons. We're in the off season and we're kind of just playing the waiting game, aren't we? Just playing the old waiting game to see who the next head coach of Atlanta Falcons is.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you really can do at this point is just sit around and wait for the decision to be made.
And as Homer Simpson once said, ah, the waiting game sucks. Let's play Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
That's not a bad idea. In fact, next podcast might be an entire, like, 20 minutes of us playing Hungry, Hungry Hippos. I think that would be pretty entertaining, actually.
And, you know, we're not going to get into the rumors, but, you know.
It's silly season.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of, if you ever go on this thing, it's this new thing called Twitter, it's kind of crazy out there right now with all the rumors and who might it be. But, Reed, it is an appealing job if you look at it. You know, I think anyone that would desire to interview for this gig.
Yeah, I think Arthur Blank said it best himself. I mean, Matt Ryan, franchise quarterback, entering the prime of his career. He's got a loaded offense, talented defense, tools on defense, just a matter of getting things turned around, tighten things up. So why wouldn't you want to come to Atlanta and turn this thing around?
And as Jay said last week, there's a lot of things going on in the offseason. A lot of people ask me, hey, so what do you do in the offseason? Well, I'll be honest. The offseason is a lot busier than the regular season. You're in a routine in the regular season. You kind of know where you're going to be on Sundays. Jay, the offseason for us, it's a lot of, you know, talking about the draft, getting prepared, Senior Bowl, Combine, free agency. There's not a lot of free time there, is there? There's a lot going on. It is busier.
Yeah, and the NFL has really become a 365-day-a-year industry, and you know, the product of that is that we do a lot more during the off season as opposed to the regular season. So it's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of research. It's a lot of different things going on right now. And like you said, there's no routine. So you kind of got to be fleet of foot, as they say. Yeah. And nobody's more fleet of foot than me.
That's right. Well, and going through the off season and getting into the events, like you said, also the Pro Bowl, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Right.
Just those are the events that hopefully pass the off season a little bit more quickly than what the fans are used to. You know, they think 6 months is way too long before training camp starts, but plenty of things going on before next year.
And Reed, I'm glad you brought up the Pro Bowl because we didn't. I failed to mention last week. And the week prior, congratulations to Julio Jones and Devin Hester. I know you spoke to both of them about it. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you've been once or 10 times. It never gets old to be honored as a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, absolutely. Devin Hester going for the fourth time, Julio for the second. And just the, you know, the credit that they gave to their teammates. You know, Julio said, the reason I had a great year, in fact, could be up for comeback player of the year, in my opinion, is the guys around him, his fellow receivers, Matt Ryan, and those kind of guys. So these guys, very quick, very humble. It's all about the team, but kudos to them for, you know, showing out on their talents this year on the field.
And as this plays out, you could see a few other Falcons that are deserving that could possibly take some spots of guys that are either injured or get to go to the Super Bowl. I think one of those, and I said it, you know, publicly, I think Matt Bryant, you know, really – deserved. If anyone deserved to go to the Pro Bowl with Julio and Hester, it would be Matt Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. He had such a tremendous year, along with a tremendous career,
absolutely.
I was going to say. But, you know, Matt had a great year, and I think it's just unfortunate that his exploits were kind of overshadowed by the kind of year that the Falcons had. You know, when your kicker has a really good year, I think it probably means that your team as a whole maybe didn't do so well. I don't know that that's a hard and fast rule, but, you know, Matt Bryant certainly was clutch all year, and, you know, he deserves some recognition. He did get some recognition, and Pro Football Focus .com has named him their special teams player of the year, so You know, there's little things that are coming in here and there, but he certainly deserved a trip to the Pro Bowl, I think.
My favorite quote every time asking him each week, you know, about the clutch kicks, about his, you know, accuracy is, you know, he's the first to admit that he'd much rather be Matt Ryan and the guy scoring all the points than him. So very team-focused first is Matt Bryant, and look forward to see what he does in the future.
One other guy we should give credit to is Desmond Trufant. I think he could be a guy that, you know, you could possibly see getting picked up on that roster. A very under the radar, but a fantastic year. And I tell you what, as you know, someone who watches him, you know, every week. And if you were a Falcon fan, I think you should be pretty excited about number 21.
Yeah, he's a guy that you can build a defense around. You know, we're obviously in a pivotal offseason where things are going to change pretty quickly, and things could be looking very different in just a few months. But I think Desmond Trufant is one of the guys, one of your cornerstones that you kind of build around. And you know, faces might change on the defense, but I could see him, you know, spending a whole career in Atlanta and doing some pretty amazing things. I think we've only scratched the surface of what he's capable of.
Yeah, talking to him after the final game of the year, that's what he said. You know, he wanted to come out, he wants to improve in the offseason, but he felt a little bit disrespected by the year that he had. And we saw throughout the year national attention. You know, mm-hmm. Richard Sherman shouting out to him on Twitter about his performance Monday night against the Packers. So the talent's there, the coaches, you know, we've all seen it, and I'm looking forward to see, you know, how he improves this year going into 2015.
All right, we're going to talk our thoughts on Wild Card Weekend and what's to come this weekend in a second, but let's break with Bosak. Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. you know, I got some couple good questions for you guys.
What do you got?
And I think you're going to like them. First question, who is your favorite actress? Nothing to do with football, I'm just curious. Who's your favorite actress?
Bosak, you dirty dog. Oh, go ahead, Reed, what you got?
As much as my wife would want me to say the great Julia Roberts, phenomenal actress, I've always been a Sandra Bullock fan. Big fan of hers in The Blind Side and plenty of other movies that she's done.
Jay?
Pedro Martinez is in a similar company with you.
Great actress. Great actress.
She is. Speed is a great movie. Go ahead.
J-Law is my girl.
Yeah,
Jennifer Lawrence. I've put it out on Twitter that if anybody has a friend who happens to resemble Jennifer Lawrence, who's single and into short, stubby, bald guys, please refer her to me. But yeah, that's my favorite.
But it's like I'm going with the old Natalie Portman action.
That's a good one.
Great.
What about you, my friend?
I'll probably have to go Rachel McAdams.
Okay.
Strong choice. Strong. Very strong.
What about on the couch? Where are we at on the couch?
He likes Natalie Portman.
Nice.
Natalie Portman.
There we go. Nice. How about you, Nicole, over there? You can't even see you.
Yeah, no camera over there.
I don't know. I mean, this is kind of weird. I don't know.
Next question.
Next question. Different note, nothing to do with this.
Nothing.
At all. Two random questions. What's your secret ambition?
I said, you are the best, and I'm going to start with Reed on your secret ambition.
Well, bring us home, Reed. Bring us home, Reed.
Listen, we all grew up, I'm sure you guys played fantasy football. We've all played the role of armchair quarterbacks, drafting guys. Who would we pick? I would love the role to play GM for a day, for a year. Who wouldn't? I mean, you get to be on the inside, the football side, dealing with guys, putting a team together. Sounds awesome to me.
Jay?
He didn't go with the answer we were all hoping for.
Your job?
Say,
what? Is that what you're going to say?
Jay, what's your secret ambition?
What'd you say?
What is your secret ambition?
I don't know what's happening. We're off the rails. My secret ambition, my secret ambition is to just sleep a lot. I think that's really, I don't know. I don't have any, not very ambitious, I guess.
All right. I would like to, Bosak, I would like to host a cooking show, and I would like to sing the national anthem at a sporting event.
Oh, can we get on a few to you. Can we get a few bars?
No. On to you, Bosak.
What's my secret ambition? I'd like to hang out with Rachel McAdams for a day.
What's the first question you'd ask her?
That's a great question, Reed. Can I be in a movie with you?
Okay. Nice.
That'll be my question.
Man, how can we start a Kickstarter campaign to get Brian in a Rachel McAdams movie somehow? That would be amazing.
I think we can get that.
It happened.
Hey, Jim. Look it up. Yeah, sure. All right, Bosek. That was the best break with Bosek all year, in my opinion. Very, very, very nice. Quick thoughts. We did make some picks last week. I'm the only one that has lost someone. Man, the Steelers. What are you doing losing at home to the Ravens? But don't look now. Here come the Ravens, you know, like they always do. They're the team you don't want to play right now. What were your thoughts? I'll start with you, Reed, on Wildcard Weekend. It's, I think the big news was the old Pick Up the Flag by Pete Morelli and crew.
Unbelievable, but my grandma's a big Dallas Cowboys fan, so happy for her. But it was
Reed's grandma. Congratulations, you're in the next round.
It was very surprising. Thought the Lions were going to get their first playoff win in a long time, but it wasn't the case. So that was a shocker for me. Just seeing that, watching that unfold, and never seen something like that ever before.
And Jay, how about the terrible NFC South that everyone trashed all year? Another year, they got another team in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I was really surprised by the dominance of the Carolina defense. Of course, you're facing a third string quarterback in Ryan Lindley, but that was certainly not an anemic offense that was coming into the game. But that Panthers defense put up a performance that was as dominating as I've seen. Certainly, they were coming off some momentum after playing the Falcons in Week 17. But an amazing effort by them. I thought that was the most surprising thing for me.
Four games this week. How many of the four, how many road teams win this week? What do you got?
I'm going to go with...
Hey, it's cold in a couple of places that are hosting games. I mean, Green Bay, I mean, that's of course, it's always going to be cold, but specifically now with the old Polar Vortex, the sequel, I guess it could be pretty drastic on the weekend. And then also New England's going to be real cold, so could play a role.
So how many road teams?
I'm going to take these. I'm going to go with two.
I'd say for you, 8 to 10. That's your answer.
Ouch.
Very nice. If you're an avid podcast, Falcon Cast watcher, you'll get that joke.
You'd pick that up.
Jay, how many road teams win this week?
It's tough to win on the road, and it's tough to win on the road in the playoffs. I'm going to say zero. I'm going to say zero.
Yeah, I like that guess. I'll say one, and it'll be the Cowboys. Mrs. Farron, we'll get you another win.
Wow. I know the Aaron Rodgers news that came out that was interesting with his calf. So
yeah, we'll see how it goes. It
could affect the game.
See how it goes. All right, well, we'll be back next week. Maybe we'll be talking about a new hire. We don't know. Or maybe we'll be playing Hungry Hungry Hippos as we play the waiting game.
I don't think we will.
For Reed, Jay, and, of course, Brian Bosek. Also, thanks to Nicole and... I'm not even thinking the guy on the couch. He's doing nothing today. So thank you for watching Falcon Cast. We'll see you next week. Oh my gosh.